Radical Hospitality during coffee hour at the church on the corner. Jack is so big, he makes the table look like a kindergarten PlayStation. 7 feet of him, you'd think, and every inch muscle-packed. Tattoos sheathe his skin. Sinuous blue coils around his neck. Maybe he wanted to prove or to expiate something by placing the design there, so close to the jugular. He moves constantly, eyes, hands, huge jigging feet, as if he's still fighting the imprisonment of all that energy. His laughter and talk burst out like flames. The congregants don't know why he was incarcerated. It's not their business. They know only that he aced the college course he took inside and now is out, earning his degree from the same college that created the prison education program. He studies rocks, plants, Latin, art. This Sunday, after he finishes his coffee and his pile of iced Christmas cookies, he will go home and paint a diorama. Home. It's the first one he's had in years. To celebrate, the church gives him a potted orchid. Its petals are delicate as dawn. He looks at it and thumbs his eyes. Then abruptly, he's on his feet, striding toward Tommy. Tommy's face is a brown-gray cave scored with wrinkles. He pushes his walker. Outside, he looks old as time. Inside, he will always be 6.
Go to the bathroom,
he shouts, his voice ragged as torn cloth. He's forgotten where the bathroom is. Jack puts a hand on Tommy's shoulder, gently. Tommy doesn't like being touched. He hasn't forgotten being touched. Jack says, "Come on, buddy, I'll take you." Allison is tiny and delicate as Jack's orchid, buried in a hot pink hoodie, sitting alone, drumming patterns on the table. A woman with silver hair asks to join her. She nods. Allison's hair is copper and straggles across her forehead. She politely declines cookies. She answers predictable adult questions, school, favorite Christmas carols, friends. Her fingers with their bitten nails are never still. And then she begins to talk, quickly, in diction and vocabulary a child of 10 normally doesn't use. "My favorite Christmas song is O Holy Night, because it's partly sad. I don't talk to many people. I mostly stay by myself. You can't always trust people to be kind. I had a friend, but she went away. I hear voices. Sometimes the voices scare me, and I run into the house and shut the door. I don't think it's my imagination. I tell my troubles to my pet rabbit. I can trust him. I believe animals understand more than we give them credit for. I love him so much, most in the whole world." The silver-haired woman says, "You will write poems and songs one day, and they will be about love." Allison looks at the woman with guarded blue eyes. "Okay," she says. The text for this Sunday read, "Comfort, comfort my people."